Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
And good evening, everybody. Hi, I'm Bobby Marcheso, and you're listening to Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Coming up tonight, Brenda B. Bailey, combining two different techniques, theta healing and dream coaching, and what she's called dream attainment. And we'll talk more about that in this next hour to come. But first, before we get started, my co-hosts, welcoming them to the show, as always, our first co-host, Steve. How are you, Steve?
I'm very well, thank you, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Have things been all right? I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks.
Things have been all right. We missed you, Bobby, while you were glamming it up in Hollywood or whatever you were doing, but we're glad to have you back.
That was red carpet or the show, and I wanted to frankly do both, but Doug wouldn't let me.
Choices.
It's very difficult. So tell us, Steve, what your special... Do you get ever asked that, like, what's your specialty?
I do, and I struggle to answer, really. I'm a psychic medium, spiritualist medium, since childhood, but I'm interested in all forms of metaphysics. So I believe there are very strong correlations between the different ways that spirit or the universe communicate with us. So I'm particularly interested in astrology nowadays, but also tarot and numerology, even Kabbalah. And I'm passionate about exploring how they're interconnected and how powerful they are when combined.
And it's very fluid, isn't it? In the beginning it was for me, first it was mediumship, and then it was the psychicness, and then it would go to, like a Zen modality and coaching type stuff. But it just kind of lingers all over. There's so many different facets to what it is that we do. I don't even know if I have a specialty. It's just, I know what my passions are, like what you said, but I don't know that there's a specialty involved.
I find that the more we explore spirituality, the more we explore metaphysics, the more spirit revealed to us. It's as though they give us a broader view of the possibilities. And I agree. I don't think that we'll ever stop learning. There's just so much to explore. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we're just tapping into it, and it goes way beyond even what we're into. Our next co-host, Lady Brenda, hello.
Greetings.
How are you, sweet girl?
You know what? I'm doing good. I'm. It's a, like I said. It's a, you most times every time we've talked, except for a few days, it's a beautiful day outside, and I'm ready to go. I'm excited about the show. I love the subject of dreams.
A very interesting subject, isn't it? Dreams.
Dreams and healing. It's in the combination of them, and I can't wait. It's going to be absolutely fascinating.
I think it's going to be interesting because I think some people, unless you're really into this, don't necessarily believe or understand how to control dreams or how to use dreams in that way. And it may seem like out of our control, you know what I mean? Like I'm dreaming. How do I can't help that, you know? And,
right.
And I think we'll clear, hopefully, a lot of that up tonight. So your specialty, if you were to have one, do you think it's a specialty or is it just more passion?
Well, I happen to think I'm special, don't you?
It's completely different, yes. You know, yes. yes.
My specialty is, well, I work with all you lovely people on PsychicAccess.com, and I am kind of an old school psychic. I do crystal ball, tarot, regular playing cards. I'm a predictive psychic. I specialize in dates, times, and places and predictions.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much. You're welcome. Somebody who's very special to us. We're not talking about the short bus. We're talking about special in her own right. Maureen, welcome.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet. That $20 came in handy, baby.
Yeah,
again.
I think what once a Starbucks gift card will give
me. Or $20, have a good time, whatever you want to think of it as. Hi, Bobby.
Specialty or passion? How do you?
Well, you know, Steve brought up an interesting situation, and I'm real excited that he's getting into, he's talked about the tarot, because the tarot, I feel, is a symbolic record of human experience. And that was the main thing I started my business on, was tarot visions, because that's what led me there. But, you know, my feel, as far as expertise, or whatever my expertise or my passion, it's all about really a lot of the things that all I know is what I know in my experiences. I do have a remarkable degree, I feel, of objectivity, and I think that's the main thing, to be open to people because, and not judge them or hear a story that everybody else might say, well, that to me sounds like so-and-so is not interested in you, but I may, beyond appearances, feel otherwise. So, you know, I do well with business things. I do well with things that I have some background in, not personally, but indirectly.
Yeah.
If you follow me. And wow. I do love my work. And sometimes it's very difficult for me when I'm not feeling well. It's hard. I think we all could agree to that, maybe. I don't know.
I think so. I've never really tried it while I've been sick or not feeling well, because I guess I know better. There's not even a desire to tune into anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just taking care of oneself and that kind of thing. So I don't know that I've ever tried it when I was sick, but I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Your filter would be all kind of wonky.
Well, I'm talking about even mentally ill.
Oh.
No, if I'm having emotional things going on. But, you know, on the other hand, I found that that's when I do work the best. But I do take a pride in something that I think I'm honestly saying I stand my ground by, is being as objective with each type of individual, because that's, everybody's not the same when I'm reading for it. You know, there's always circumstances that are unique than the other person's, of course.
Absolutely.
But, you know, not to go with the norm of people. So, and I also work with all my like-minded hosts and hostesses, psychicaccess.com. There you have it.
Okay. Well, it's time now to bring on our very special guest. Her name is Brenda B. Bailey. Her background is in sales management. She's had a 17-year career in trade show sales. Now, 8 of those years were running her own company that generated annual sales of millions of dollars a year and did every sort of aspect of the business. She likes to think of herself as a woo-woo person with a business background, the best of both worlds. And entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, businesses are a direct reflection of who we are and where we are in our lives. And if you don't like what's being reflected back to you, this is where the healing can begin. I've always said that myself, that the world is just a mirror, and what's reflected back to you is what you are vibrating, what you were thinking, what vibration that you're putting out there. And I would like to welcome to the show Brenda B. Bailey. Hi, Brenda.
Hey, Bobby.
Well, hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. Wow, that sounded great.
You're amazing, aren't you? It just, when somebody else reads it, I've always noticed that. You write a few lines and somebody else reads it and like, wow, I'm pretty fantastic. Have you ever done that?
Call me Brenda, though. We don't have to call me Brenda B. Bailey, but we can just call me Brenda.
I was wondering, that was almost going to be one of my first questions. I didn't know how formal it was, and you don't appear or feel very formal to me, so I didn't know for sure.
No. You know, the thing is what that came from was that there was, you know, it's that thing when you're looking for domains, and there was already a Brenda Bailey out there.
Yeah, right.
With the domain, so I just threw in my middle initial, so.
Very good. There you go. So, tell me, you have, like, degrees in, you know, everything. I'm thinking,
right. I have 12 different certifications.
I'm sorry?
I have 12 different certifications.
What, you've been very busy.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what I tell people is, and when I started this 20, you know, when I started on this path 20 years ago, it's not like I thought, oh, I'm going to do this because it's going to eventually look good on a resume, because who would have thought, and doing all of, you know, the type of certifications that I got were not exactly what was going on in mainstream America. It was all working on myself.
And you collect those along the way, isn't it? Yeah. It's like you just go on your journey and these things just manifest and come up. You didn't set out to just become these and get these particular degrees.
Absolutely.
Right. Quantum Energetic Disciplines Practitioner is one of them. That's a mouth. Nice. Write that on your hello, my name is tag when you're out.
And that's that's with Joe Dunning. And I think a lot of people know who Joe Dunning is, maybe or maybe not. And that's JODUNNING. That's her website. And she does a lot of calls and she's a very amazing healer and does a lot of interesting things. And just having been around her and listening to her, I just had to go take one of her classes. It was just, she only teaches them once a year, so I had to like plan for it a year in advance. So that I could make sure that I kept that spot open. You know, some people teach classes a little bit more often so you can catch them, but with Joe, it's just once a year. So,
yeah, wow. So tell me, growing up, you were, I mean, normal type of childhood, dysfunctional family like the rest of us, or how was that growing up for you and kind of the direction of feeling like you needed to go in this way? I mean, this metaphysical. First we'll get metaphysical, then we'll come down to what your specialty is.
Right. Well, you know, Bobby, what I really would like to know, has anybody ever told you that they had a normal childhood?
And if they have, I'm no, they haven't. I think most people I found who are more spiritually inclined have had some type of, bad childhood, which is parents or discipline wise, or, I mean, it's pretty normal. Who doesn't have a bad childhood nowadays?
It's
kind of a shame, but
I think the thing is that standards are changing and by all means, I often say that, I think for some of us, our parents looked at us and they created a better life than what they had. And I think like in my case, I kind of think that was a little scary that somebody, that actually existed. Right. But, for myself, I was raised, upper middle class. And we had the white picket fence and everything looked really good on the outside, but you didn't want to actually, look too deep or look at behind the curtain kind of thing.
Right.
So the one thing that I say like with my clients is that there's not too much that they can tell me in a session that I haven't gone through myself.
And it's very helpful, isn't it, especially when you're helping people to heal, going through it yourself. I mean, I've always said that if you're going to go to AA, you want somebody who has lectured you that has had a drop to drink. Right. If he's never been an alcoholic, he can't possibly understand the feelings and things that you've gone through.
Absolutely. And then, the last thing was, and I think it's doing theta healing. One of the things that I didn't really relate to people, and a lot of people really kind of go towards it because of Vianna Stabal and her story, who is the person who created, received the information, actually takes it to the world and teaches it to people and trains the people who are instructors doing theta healing. She had a physical healing, so a lot of people really go towards that, and that's just never been my area of specialty. And part of that was that I didn't really relate to that because I didn't have any major physical things going on. I hadn't had a terminal illness. I didn't know any of that until about 4 years ago, and I had a bursted appendix. That was a life. I often say that was the best, worst thing that ever happened to me.
Right. And that's the way it is too. We talk about people who have had a bad childhood or that type of thing. But I agree with you that it's getting better. And bad childhood, that's, to put a label on something like that, we're always trying to steer people out of that because obviously it's the childhood that made, for me anyway, it made me the type of father that I am with my kids. And,
it makes you the type of person. I would say, the thing is that all the bad stuff is molded who I am today, and I like who I am. So
brilliant.
If that's how the dice were rolled, then that's how it is.
Well, you have to focus on yourself in that way, don't you? Selfish wise, in order to give back the healing. I see some people who haven't completely dug in like that with themselves, and when they're offering healing, it's coming through a filter, isn't it? A filter in a way, and I think that person has to be free and clear in order to help other people become so.
And it's a journey and it's a process.
Totally.
I often look at that. I so agree, Bobby, because what I find is that the more I work, people often say, you know, wow, you're so great at what you do. And I don't think I'll ever be as good as you. And, you know, because I teach the modality and I look at people and say, just keep working on yourself.
That's all it is. Oh my gosh, that's the secret, isn't it? They want this magic, like this thing that you're teaching is going to give it to them. And it's like, you know, the easiest way to do this or to obtain intuitiveness, which is your natural state anyway, is work on yourself. And then it just shines. It comes up. It bubbles up to the surface. And people have a rough time grasping that, don't they?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like what I was just hearing, you know, from your previous show or conversation. It's the deal is that we all do our own projections. The clearer that you become, the less that you project on people. The clearer you become, the more you can actually hear what they're saying.
Right.
You know, and you can get the information that needs to be able to help them.
Oh my God. So
many times, you know, healers who don't actually work on themselves are actually working on themselves with clients.
Right.
And to me, that's a disservice to your clients.
It is. Yeah. I agree that healing is cyclical and happens at the same time, but don't use that session for you and the client. It's for the client, and you happen to receive benefit from that.
Absolutely.
I believe that makes sense. It's funny because you were talking, and I was interrupting you like I often do, and I'm so sorry, but we had said the exact same thing in the exact same time about working on yourself. And so, I mean, you and I are right in tune with the way that goes. So tell me what interested you about dreaming, the dream healing, or what even gave you an idea that the dreams were a form of healing or even like a mirror or saying something besides what psychologists say, you know, dreams are your subconscious.
Was laughing because as Doug was putting me on and he said something to me, I went, I had to laugh because what I work with people is creating their dreams while they're awake.
Right.
I don't actually work with what they actually dream when they're asleep.
Interesting. That's very Zen. You know, Zen talks about the dream state and what's real and what's a dream.
Well, it's illusion.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, and that's where, you know, I think that some people kind of, you know, I think that when we are asleep, if we're talking about our dreams while we're asleep, I do think that they give us information. But I think what ends up happening a lot of times is that when people actually work on themselves and they're in touch with their intuition and they have, and I know that some people might not agree with this, but then I often say to people, well, then look at what that is around it, but your relationship with God or whoever you believe to be your higher power. I don't say you have to call him or her God or goddess or, you know, whatever that is. But the thing is that I feel like a lot of times that people, when they talk about their dreams when they're asleep, it ends up being a lot of brain candy. And they're trying to get the symbolism in it. And I get that there's something in it. But if you're actually paying attention while you're awake, you don't have to be concerned about what happens when you're asleep.
Right. Very nice. I love that. Because it is such a reflection on what your vibration it is that you're putting out during the day. What that vibration is that you continually beat is going to come out in your dreams. And it's almost like a sign, isn't it? You can use it as a sign to say, oh my gosh, this is what I've been thinking and it's time to change that.
Oh, and we get signs all the time when we're awake. But what ends up happening is that people sometimes, you know, they're distracted.
Right. So what, when you sit down, how does a session go with you and a client? A client feels, I'm just going by what I get a lot of, and especially this year, and I think it's because of where we're headed, but I get a lot of feeling stuck, feeling lost, confused, that type of thing, kind of spinning around in some of that. So somebody comes to you like that, how do you begin the session with them of this dream attainment?
Well, you know, what I tell people is that if you want to, you know, people are always talking about the economy and how it affects their business. But I think for those of us who support people in a different way, and energetically, that this is when we flourish. because people are realizing that what they're doing isn't working. And especially in working with entrepreneurs, if it has to do with their income and the amount of money that they can generate, as I kiddingly say, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but if you told somebody that they had to wear a bag of shit on their head every day, yeah, and it would increase the money that they bring in, and as long, for most people, they don't even have these requirements, and it was legal, ethical, and moral,
they would do it.
They saw a difference. They do it.
I've never heard it put like that before, and you're absolutely right. Oh my gosh.
So at this time, you know, when people are really looking at, you know, what's not, it's not working for them, they really become open to look at things differently. And so what I work primarily with people is I use a modality, you know, even though I have, you know, other certifications, I have a modality, I have a certification in Theta Healing, which works with people on a cellular work with their beliefs. And when people come to me, they'll hear what I do. And really what I often tell people is I help them get out of repeating the definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's repeating the same behavior and expecting a different outcome.
Right. Over and over again, thinking it's going to be different.
Right. And as intelligent human beings, we, you know, it's like seeing an accident in slow motion. We know we're doing it. We don't know how to stop it.
Yeah.
Or even why we're doing it again. And it all has to do with beliefs. Because, you know, I often tell people, you can tell me how you think and how you feel. What you're creating in your life is what you believe. So when somebody typically will come to me for the first time, I always look at them right off the bat and I say, you know, they'll want to talk to me about like one thing. And I'll say, you know, first time session is an hour and a half. And I want you to bring a list. I want you to bring me a list of what you feel like is keeping you stuck. What obstacles are you having to overcome? What's causing you pain? Who do you need to forgive? What regrets do you have? And what traumas have you overcome that you think might still be around? Whether in, again, trauma is another one of those terms that's relative. So I often look at people and say, you know, this could be a car accident that you were in. This could be an attack that you, you know, survived. This could be your, you know, your mom being 15 minutes late for you at preschool and you thinking that she forgot you.
Right.
I mean, people have traumas in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, we just sit down and I do muscle testing to find out what people's beliefs are. And people are always shocked to know what they believe because it's not what they think. The great thing about movies like The Secret and, you know, I'm trying to think what some of the other ones are because I've seen them all, is that it's made people very aware of what their frame of mind is.
Right. I think it's gotten them out of the victim consciousness a lot. It's gotten them up
and not being so negative.
To get started.
Right. But on the same note, what it's done is it's made them really not be aware of where they're at because they're wanting to think positively.
Right.
They're wanting to, and I'm not saying that that's not, it's helpful in a lot of ways, but it also denies what's coming up for you.
How do you mean? So thinking positively denies. So well, I'm on board because I believe the positive thinking doesn't work, especially from where you're at, because you can't just paste a happy face onto what it is that you got going on.
Well,
but
you know,
so, but what do you right. What do you mean that it's about like it denies
well, the
what's
thing
coming
is
up?
Is that if somebody's thinking my life is good, my life is good, my life is good, and they're losing their house and their car's getting repossessed and they haven't had a job in a year, them just thinking that their life is good is not going to change that.
Right.
So they have to look at, you know, what else is going on, or if they're in a, you know, an abusive relationship, or if they're, you know, their children are not doing well. You know, I mean, it's, you know, just thinking that it's different, or, you know, whenever I have a new student or a new client, the three beliefs that I always make sure that they have to begin with is, I want an instant healing, I deserve an instant healing, and an instant healing is possible. And I got to tell you that 99.9% of the time, people do not have those beliefs.
No. No, or meet some kind of resistance. Sometimes they'll believe they're worthy, but then they don't believe that the healing is possible. No, it's not possible.
It's very rare that if, I mean, I probably have had maybe 3 people in 6 years that have had maybe one of those.
Yeah.
But nobody ever has them. But in their minds, we all want to have that faith that we would want, that we would deserve, that it's possible to have an instant healing. And so that really, that, and just doing those 3, because one, I always make sure those beliefs are changed to be yes, because what I do works very quickly for people on a cellular and etheric level. And I, like I say, if they don't want, deserve, or that it's possible to have an instant healing, it makes my job a lot harder. And I've changed that belief for me. We don't make things hard. So, you know, we go ahead and get that. And then it makes sense to people like, oh my gosh, my, you know, people, you know, so much is out there that if you change what you think, your beliefs will change.
Right. Because a belief is just something you think over and over and over again. And beliefs aren't true. If they were, we'd all believe the same thing.
Right. Well, and the beliefs, we hold those on a much deeper level. You know, so I tell people, yes, if you want to change your thinking, it will eventually change your beliefs. It will take decades. But if we just change your beliefs, your actions and your thoughts will just automatically follow. And I often say that if you want to be confirmed and validated for what you do for a living, don't become a theta healer. Because it happens so as if it's always been. And things will just start to change. Like, I'll have people, I mean, I have like mainstream America business people, you know, multimillionaires that own many, you know, startups. I have a whole range of clients that I work with. And they'll start going through my coaching program, which is what my dream attainment program is. And it's just, they're just absolutely fascinated because most people know how to run their business. They know how to run their lives. That's not what the issues are. That's not what's going on. It's their beliefs that are blocking the energy. And they'll laugh because we don't work on anything that has to do with money or their business. We have work on their beliefs, and then it just shifts. The energy shifts. The beliefs aren't there to block it. And all of a sudden, the money starts rolling in and the deals start happening. And people are just absolutely fascinated.
Yeah, well, it's again, that's another belief, isn't it? That, okay, this area of my life is wrong. I have to attack that. I have to work on it. I have to think positively. I have to feel better about it. And it's really, if you work on something different, work on maybe loving yourself or on acceptance or believing that you're worthy of receiving, all of the other things without working on them directly seem to just, like you said, fall into place. And it's difficult for people to understand it because that's how we were brought up, wasn't it? I have a problem. I need to fix it. Change it, make it different, and all of our focus goes to that instead of working on at the core of what all of this comes from. Right.
And for most people, exactly. If people could figure that out, it's not that it's hard, but if people could figure that out and understand it, then they would do it. But for most people, they just get so much information, and again, just them, you know, not even knowing what a belief is or where it's held, or you know, or thinking that their thoughts are their beliefs, which sometimes they are, but not rarely, then it's like, okay, got it.
Yeah.
You know, just, and then, you know, people carry beliefs from different, you know, either past lives, this life, inherit them, right?
Right.
Because illnesses are just belief systems that have been inherited. So when people say something like diabetes runs in my family, or even like alcoholism runs in my family, it's not that what runs in the family. It's the beliefs that cause that.
Exactly. Nice. That's very nice. I love that. And oftentimes, do you find that that you have to point out, like you said, a belief to a person? They'll say something and they won't even realize how strongly they're saying it or how ingrained it seems to be in their thought process that you have to see, that you have to point out and say, look at that. That's a belief. Again, that's what you carry with you. And this is why you're beating that drum. And
well, that's why we use kinesiology. And that's what makes the modality so powerful, is that we do muscle test so that they have, you know, some physical proof here. And then we do the healing, and then we do an after with the muscle testing, that they can see that the beliefs have changed.
That must be very powerful because it's the physical. They like to see that tangible, don't they?
Well, it's just, it's also part of their subconscious. Their brain sees, like, and it is, you know, I often say that theta healing, there are two people that theta healing does not work for. One, the person who wants to stay in their story.
Right.
Because somehow it serves them or they feel like it serves them. And a person who doesn't want to be aware of what's going on. I mean, there are people, and I think that whatever people choose to do is fine, but there are people who just will hop on a table or they'll go and they'll look at somebody and say, fix me.
Yes.
And that's not what, you know, that's not who theta healing is for, because with the muscle testing, with the kinesiology, you're going to be aware of what your beliefs are. You're going to be aware of what your before and after is.
Yeah.
And that, again, it is powerful because people, you know, I'm not going to just hit somebody on a forehead and say healed.
Well, that's what they want. That's so, that, I don't know where that. Well, I mean, I do, but and I'm just talking, I guess, from my human level right now. I just have no idea where these people get the fact that they just come to you and you're just going to wave this wand and make them better. And I so am with you that when I go out and do my talks or my workshops, it's teaching people how to get this work so that you and I can walk together through this and take care of this together. I'm not, you know, I just point the way. It's not that I'm going to come in and just all of a sudden drag you through all of this and make it all better. You're only as effective as somebody's going to listen to you.
Right, right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's part of that, again, in our co-creation, you know, and who we find to be, you know, whoever our higher power is. I mean, that's what this life is about. You know, I often tell people, you know, God, you know, for so many people, because of the beliefs that they have from past lives that are very in the dogma of religion, which for good or bad or indifferent, I have no, you know, but it really prevents people. It does that deal almost where people are creating that hell on earth so that they can go to heaven eventually.
Yeah.
And the thing is that really, you know, what God wants for us
is for us to create this
heaven on earth and then just segue into the next dimension whenever that is.
Yeah. That's very fascinating because, it sounds like you and I have a lot of the same types of clients, and I'm sure anybody who's in the healing profession does. And I want to continue that. We're going to take a quick one-minute commercial, Brent, okay. and then we're going to come right back. And again, we're talking with Brenda Bailey. She combines two different techniques, theta healing, dream coaching, into what she's called dream attainment. We're going to get more into that because I'm sure people have questions on how to heal. What do I need to look at? What are some of the things that maybe they can do tonight, maybe as they go to bed or in the morning? So we're going to be right back. You're listening to Psychic Access Talk Radio. I'm Bobby Marqueso, and we're going to be back in just a few moments. Stay with us.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
And welcome back to everybody. This is Psychic Access Talk Radio. You're listening to period. I don't know where I was going with that. My name is Bobby Marqueso, along with my other co-hosts, Steve, Lady Brenda, and Maureen. And coming up in the next hour, probably about half an hour, 45 minutes from now or so, that's when we'll take our free readings and such. So be sure to stay tuned in with that. This is Brenda Bailey, though, is our guest tonight. And again, we're talking about dream attainment, something she's coined, this dream attainment. We've just been talking about the different types of clients and how we get stuck and lost and beliefs and how a lot of that can come through our dreams. And so I kind of want to get to the meat of everything now, Brent, if that's all right. So where does the healing begin? How do we use dreams, or how do you use dreams? Two different things. to help a person get their unstuckness, or more importantly, like you and I were resonating with, changing our beliefs.
Well, you know, I think what it is that people have to look at what their dream is. So we're talking about, like, what is their dream? What is it that they want to create in their lives?
Yeah.
And really, in you know, I find that just in doing, you know, I often tell people that my clients, I do not have clients with, you know, I haven't built a practice from retention. It comes from referrals. So people, you know, I know that sometimes people work with coaches or they work with different people and they stay with them for years. Now, I do have people that hang out with me, if I offer a different class or something, but it's always to take them to the next level. So we keep progressing on. But I have some people that will just have one session and they're good. And I hear from them because they'll refer somebody to me, but that's about it. Or I'll have people who will choose to go through the coaching program. And what that looks like is that people know that they're not living their dream. Mm-hmm. I think we reach a certain age and we kind of go, I think I got off course a little bit.
We do that. Haven't you noticed that? Like up until about 10, 11, 12, we're living it. And then we get lost in just life. Life happens. And then some younger than others, but around 30s or so, you know, I'll have people come back to me and start to say, you know, it's just not feeling right anymore. It's like this big gap that's taken place.
Absolutely. Or they'll just be like, you know, and we call that course correcting. So we're going to course correct. We're going to head back in that direction that we wanted. And, you know, people either, and then what we do is, you know, what I have is a 3-month program, and I've taken a little bit from Dream University, or not a little bit, but a lot. I have their manual that I use, and it's, you know, meeting once a week and working with a workbook. It doesn't take a lot of time, but people really looking at different aspects of building that foundation for your dream. So, you know, like the first week is starting out with intention. You know, I think people make the mistake sometimes of talking about affirmations. I think we mentioned that. And they have this thought that goes on over and over in their mind. And, you know, we've been led to believe that that works. But the deal is that when you do an affirmation over and over again, what you're doing is telling the universe, this is what I don't have.
Especially, depending on how you phrase it, right? You're telling that affirmation, but at the same time, just like a coin, on the other side of it is what you said, what you don't have, or that this isn't possible, and you're really focusing on the what you don't want. Absolutely. And so
how God supports us kind of deal is us putting that request and letting it go. So if you're constantly focusing on it, you're constantly focusing on the lack of what you don't have. And that's, you know, so it's setting that intention. And then that intention is just kind of a given. It's not something that you read over and over again. It's just setting the intention. And then also clearing the beliefs that prevent you from having that intention going into place. And then also looking at things like integrity. And what that actually means. And when we were talking about, you know, in the work that we do that actually makes us better at what we do, for anyone, you know, when we're looking at integrity, it's looking at the forgiveness that we have for ourselves when we've been out of integrity.
Yeah.
Because integrity is that key to manifesting. It's what makes things happen. And if there's anything around that, and that's, again, that's where the healing comes in. So the workbook itself actually allows people to have an awareness. But when I meet with them on a weekly basis, it's looking at what's coming up in your life that week. It's getting, you know, the downloads and understanding the definitions according to God that have to do like with intention or integrity or purpose. When you know, people have heard it. Those are the building blocks. What makes this different is changing your beliefs around it, getting the true definitions of it, and clearing what's preventing that from you moving forward in your life with it.
Right. So one example of somebody who's feeling stuck, say, and you're able to tell that from a dream, or I mean, how is it that you tell them to use their dream to help them move forward? In other words, how do you take from the dream world into reality and start addressing
it? Well, see, I don't actually work with dreams. Like we're okay. in the sleep dreams. We just work on what it is that, what was their dream to begin with? What is it that they've always wanted to do? What is it that they wanted? And it doesn't necessarily have to do with what they do for a living, although that seems to be who gravitates towards me.
Right.
What is it that they want in their life? I mean, I actually had a client that worked with me that had been wanting to get pregnant for years and hadn't, and during the course of the 3 months became pregnant and actually just gave birth like in December to her first child.
Yeah.
At like age 42. So it's, you know, it just all depends on, you know, I mean, dreams come in a lot of different sizes and, you know, aspects and everything else. So that's
dreams and passions, right? Your hopes, your dreams, what it is that you want. And everybody feels like they're so missing out on that. And then the other one, of course, is what is my path, right? What's my purpose, I think, is another one that we always get asked a lot. And instead of asking a psychic or anybody in the healing world, you tell me what my purpose is, how about we help you discover that?
Right.
And then, because each purpose is unique, isn't it, depending on?
Absolutely. And, you know, what I tell people is, what are you passionate about? And if you can find your passion, you can find your purpose.
Right.
And sometimes that's easier for people.
Yeah, there just can be a lot of resistance when it comes to all of this, because like you said, I think some people get frankly lazy. They want somebody else to do it for them. We're living in apathy or grief, which says I can't do it, but maybe somebody can. You know, maybe somebody else can do this for me, and I think we have to empower people.
Well, and that has a lot to do with people's beliefs. And if they've been victimized, then they're going to be a victim. And again, changing those beliefs very quickly, I can do that for someone, and allowing them to overcome that trauma of whatever's associated with that, and that allows them to do it. And it's also, you know, you'll have that person, you know, let's face it, you know, I've had two very successful businesses. Ask me about the ones that weren't successful. Right?
Right?
It's that same thing. That didn't stop me. The deal is that in having success, I know how to create success. But maybe somebody hasn't had that experience. So we need to remove that trauma around that, and also remove, like, maybe possibly, you know, their self-worth, looking at that, but also the fact that maybe they're not really doing what it is truly that they want.
Right.
Some people sometimes still get confused on what is their dream. What is it that they want? They'll say one thing, but that's not truly what it is.
No, that's what their parents wanted, or what society said, or somewhere along the way that you picked up that you thought that was what you were supposed to do.
Or they thought that that's what, you know, what I tell people is, you know, I dissolved my sales company. I was still kind of sitting with it, and I thought I wanted to go back to school, and I thought I wanted to become an acupuncture. That's where I thought that I would make the difference for people and showing them that they could do their lives differently, that could be impactful. And then I came across Theta Healing, and I went, holy crap, this is so much easier. And that's when I just said, okay, I can walk away from this now because this is what I want to do.
And you found that to be, for you, that was the most direct way to healing.
Absolutely. The quickest, most permanent, you know, after 15 years and all the work and money that I'd spent on all that work and money, I just went, wow, this is the most effective. You know, and I have gotten certifications since then. I have looked into other things since then because I consider myself a perpetual student and always willing to look at what will take me and also now my clients and my students further on their journey, and I still have not found anything that works as well as Theta Healing. I mean, it's the bomb. It's great.
The technical term would be Theta
absolutely.
Healing is the bomb. Yes, that's we were looking for a title for the show, and I think that will become the newest one.
A name of a book. But, you know, that's the thing is that what I've seen over and over again is just people's lives drastically changing, easy, gracefully and easily and profoundly, very quickly, you know, why, you know, but people have those beliefs that life is a struggle and lessons that, you know, I mean, really, seriously, people have all these beliefs that, you know, once people are really ready to change them once they come to me, or that their lessons have to be hard for them to learn them, or right. that, you know, that they have to suffer in order to have a close relationship with God. You know, stuff like that, that's just from past lives or things that they've inherited. Once we change those, it just gets a whole lot easier for people to create and go out there and do what it is that they want to do and take more risks. You know, people have been so beaten down and so discouraged and defeated that to be able to lift some of that burden off of them allows them to show up for their lives differently, which enables them to move forward with their dreams.
And theta healing is, I mean, it's a deep type of healing, is it correct? I mean, does that also have to do with, I believe it was the seven planes of existence?
Right.
Where all mm-hmm. this comes from? Yeah, did I say that right?
Yes. Okay. And, you know, and it's on a cellular and etheric level, so it's very profound. I mean, it changes your DNA. And it changes how your brain becomes wired. I mean, it's just pretty amazing. And people can feel those changes during healing going, oh my gosh, yeah, this is okay. And you don't really have to explain it. And for me, like, I'm not attached whether people are aware of it or not or can put it together, because sometimes it can just be, like, I just had, like, I did a talk at a wellness fest that we had here in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And it was sponsored by the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. It was really great. And I know that, like, a friend of a friend was there. She's been unemployed for 6 months, been looking for jobs. Really nothing ever took. She could only get, like, substitute teaching. We changed the three beliefs. I want an instant healing. I deserve an instant healing. And instant healing is possible. She's a friend of a friend. My friend was telling me that this particular woman had three job opportunities come up the following week. Mm. And we hadn't done anything except those three beliefs, but nothing else had changed, right? And that one woman hadn't even put it together. It was her friend who did, and went, well, you know, you did have a little bit of that work done with Brenda. And it's like, oh my God, if that's what can change her life with just those three, can you imagine what a session could do for her? But, yeah. You know, it's just that kind of thing that's why I get a lot of referrals, because people are more aware, and they're understanding that nothing else changed other than that session. Even with the dream attainment program, what I found is that by addressing each one of those weekly lessons and what the topic was, like accessing your dreamer and learning from your doubter, because when people start to have doubt, they want to squelch it instead of embracing your doubter, because that's your realist. If you don't feed the fire of the doubter, but you just listen and understand what possibly is coming up, it can actually prevent you from, you know, some of those speed bumps that you'll hit, and you'll have a plan. Yeah. You know, in case that comes up, it's not questioning, it's coming up with realistic plans. And it's then also just, you know, forgiving yourself for past failures.
And people with the doubting and things like that, like you said, it just shifts their focus over more to that than they do with the direction they were heading in the first place. It's odd how we just so much choose to focus on the negative and the things that don't happen rather than the successes. Like you said, ask me about the businesses that didn't work out, you know, because we just don't focus on things like that. And so many people want to, because they think the answers are there, don't they? If I figure that out and what failed, how it failed, why it failed, then I can move forward and I can prevent that from happening again. But I always tell people, haven't you ever figured out why that you've done something, right? We're always in search of why did this happen? Haven't you ever figured out why? And then you just big fat go and do it again. So if understanding why really worked, you know, it would have prevented you from making the same mistakes.
Absolutely. And I tell people, you know, we're not doing traditional therapy here. I don't care why. If we just change the beliefs and we prevent it from happening again, do you care why? And they're like, no. And I'm like, so who cares?
So who cares, right? So what? I was watching an episode on television and she was talking about – she was explaining to her psychologist, and all of a sudden he started going into the whys and all that, and she's like, look, I have an arrow in my chest. I don't care who made it, who shot it, what distance they were at. I just want it out of my heart. And I loved that analogy because it's like, you don't put a bunch of, and you just more story and more labels about what happened. Here and now, you're in pain. Let's release that and move forward.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and the thing is with like a lot of people, I was, I spoke at a conference about a couple weeks ago, and it was so interesting. You know, people come together for common beliefs that they have. And the deal was, is that each one of the people who chose to have sessions with me, at the end of the session and what they came, they were like, you know, I just was drawn to you. I didn't really think I had anything to work on, which made me laugh. But, I mean, it just, it's always kind of odd how it, that, you know, you always have that common whatever that is.
Right, and right.
People had some pretty major things to work through. And I have a lot of clients who are psychiatrists, psychologists, MDs. Good. And they in fact, my psychiatrist client that who kept me like as her weekly appointment as part of her self-care, you know, we would just laugh. She goes, you know how long this would have taken in traditional psychotherapy working through this? And I'd be like, I know.
And it does, because everything else just seems to take so long. And I believe that's unnecessary as well. I believe that healing can be instantaneous or as quick as you want it to. And, well, and like you said, it's kind of funny. Those who come with no questions always seem to receive the greatest benefit sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing, too, is that, and then the benefit that they get, you know, I'll have people come and talk to me about one thing, whether it be like spiritual or emotional issues. And then they, you know, will follow up with an email saying, oh, I saw my doctor and I, like, you know, stopped this prescription and we lowered the dosage on this one and I'm feeling physically better. It's because it all goes hand in hand. It's all related.
Yeah, and I like how they're so amazed, and usually when they tell me that, I mean, it's a great thing, but I'm just like, well, yeah, because it just makes sense, of course. Mm-hmm. And they, like you said, they finally start putting the two together, and then beliefs start changing, even though I believe that you can change your beliefs without the physicality, in other words, without seeing something, but that's where it really happens, isn't it? Once you start making the changes, because that's how we look at the world, we look at the manifestations, and then the beliefs start to change based on what we see, and it doesn't have to be like that, but fortunately, the changes begin to happen, and you know, people can make the changes they need to based on that.
Well, once you change people's beliefs on a cellular and etheric level, what they see actually changes their thoughts. And then that changes their actions, or they just change and they don't think a thing about it. That's the cool thing about doing it on a cellular and etheric level. It's as if it always happened. It's right. As if it's always been. And that's the beautiful thing. People are what's been available to them has been them having to mentally and physically be aware and trudging through and swimming upstream and I'm the only one who can do this. And it's like, you know, I don't want to disempower people or anything like that, but let's just make it a whole lot easier. And then you put all that energy into something else. I mean, right. If people could take the energy that they do in being hard on themselves or being negative or having to, judge, if we change the beliefs around that, and then they get to put the energy into something else. It's kind of like, you know, as my sister and I Killing say, using your powers for good, not evil. You know, right. What they can create is absolutely amazing. It's just that all that non-forgiveness and all of that regret and all of that trauma takes up so much energy.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they realize it. The blame, pointing fingers.
Don't. Yeah, like I had a client just leave today looking at me going, I feel lighter. And I'm like, you don't feel anything. I mean, that's the one thing people always say with me is they just feel lighter. They feel more open. That's all we want.
Brilliant. Brenda, tell everyone now how we can get in touch with you or learn more about coaching sessions and healing sessions, everything it is that you have to offer.
I thought you'd never ask, Bobby.
I wasn't gonna, Brenda, I tell you, but, you know, you're a guest. We have to do it as part of the show, you know.
So, My website is Unlimited Possibilities 101. So it's www.unlimitedpossibilities101.com. And great. That's my website. It has all my contact information on it. It explains my different programs, the classes that I teach, the sessions that I do. And of course, I do my sessions in person, on Skype, over the phone. I have clients all over the world. So, you know, as I said, you know, when people are looking for a Theta healer, I look pretty good in black and white. So people kind of gravitate towards me. So, you know, I work with people in all different time zones all over the world. And that's how you can get a hold of me. Once again, it's Unlimited Possibilities 101.
Brilliant. Well, Brenda, I can't thank you enough. I'm really happy that you were able to make the show tonight, and would definitely love to have you on again. And I will definitely be in touch with you. And again, just thanks for coming and sharing everything. I totally agree with everything that you've said, and it was wonderful to all hear that again. So,
thank you, Bobby. I look forward to it. So, yeah, stay in touch.
All right, I will. Thank you, Brenda. Take care.
Good night.
All right, there she is, Brenda Bailey, and I mean, you've heard, we've talked about that, don't we? Just completely, this isn't just something we came up with, this is knowledge that's been around for thousands and thousands of years, and like she was saying, it's all right there, all being able to tap into. Sometimes it just takes different techniques for different people. So contact Brenda if you're at all interested. Again, her website is www.unlimitedpossibilities101.com. So now is the point of the show. No, not to call, but to make a few announcements. We'll be taking phone calls, probably not for at least another 25 minutes or so, and then we'll get to some of the free readings. You can give us a call. We may or may not be able to answer questions from the chat room. I'll let you know kind of as we go through the show if we'll be able to do that for you or not. But I'll announce the call-in number here just a little bit later so you can make sure that you have your pen and paper ready. So if you're unable to catch last week's show, neuro-linguistic programming. Wow. Then catch us on the archives. Just go to the psychicaccesstalkradio.com website, and there is an archive button there, and they have all very neatly listed. You can download it, listen to it at your own convenience. There's an archive link there. And again, all of our previous shows are there that we have here at Psychic Access. So just make sure that you can listen to either one of them. It can be very helpful, very beneficial to listen to as you go through your day. And then, of course, you know, share the links with your friends and your family, because we do want to connect with as many people as possible to get this information out. This is why we do it. We have a passion. We love doing the show. And if you can just tell more and more people about it, we would really appreciate it. And as I always say, if you hated the show, keep it to yourself. Shut up. Don't say nothing. So be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site. Learn about everything from the paranormal to reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development. All of our talented psychics at psychicaccess.com contribute to the blog site there. So again, you can find articles on just about anything that you're interested in. And then, of course, if you're interested in having a reading from any of the best professional psychics on the net, you can just come to us here at psychicaccess.com. And you will literally find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. And every psychic has a detailed profile that you can find out more about them. Choose, again, from a list of these gifted, authentic psychics around. And we love working here because, again, it's the high expectations that is required of everyone. So all of the co-hosts here as well, Lady Brenda, Maureen, Steve, and myself, work at Psychic Access. And if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. Some of us will even be on after the show. We're real easy to get a hold of if it's any one of us that you would like to talk with. I would recommend any one of my co-hosts. In fact, I do. Sometimes there are some people who call me and I say, you know, who's best to answer that type of question? And I automatically refer them just because of, again, the very gifted people that we have that work here. If you're a site owner and a webmaster, you can actually earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that's referred to psychicaccess.com. So if you have more details that are needed, just contact us at psychicaccess.com/ webmasters, and you can find out more about how you can earn money with us here at Psychic Access. And again, remember, if you like the show, we have our chat room. Hello to all the peeps in the chat room that take place during the show. So while you're listening to the show, we can chat. It's a nice little community, you know, where we can ask questions, different conversations that go on, people making friends, and listening again to Psychic Viewpoint. There's something for everyone. So again, please help us spread the word. We would appreciate it. Now I'm going to give you the number for the readings that will take place. Again, that's not going to come up for at least another 20 minutes. And if I wait just a second, Maureen is going to, bam, there it is, 724-444-4, oh, she's put the time in there, it looks like a big long number, 4851, 724-444-4851, she just posted that in our chat room if you're joining us in the chat room. Again, that's probably going to be another 25 minutes or so, then we'll start taking some of your questions. So I want to get to our chat now. Some people say this is their favorite part of the show. I would have to agree. I love chatting with my co-hosts about all of this. And I want to talk to Maureen first. Maureen,
yes.
About the whole, you know, you're always one on beliefs, aren't you? Talking about, I don't believe in anything. I know nothing. And
you
but
know,
what do you think about what, like what she said? We do. People do have their beliefs, don't they?
Well, yes, they do. And I think there's a difference. Like, because I always am talking about all I know is what I know. So there's, if you look at beliefs versus knowing, whereas knowing is something like there's always arrived through direct personal experience. So, for example, if humans know that they are physically alive in this physical realm that we live in, not because they believe it based on some theory taught to them, but by their peers or because they have deducted it. So the only reason why I have an issue with that, because it always comes back to this, it's like the belief comes into logic with me, and it's, I guess I could get, I'm so profound with this, but all I know is what I know. But I do know, I do know this is, I've really enjoyed the interview. I enjoyed your guests very much. But I do know that I think a lot of, well, this has happened to me, but I do think, you know, I'm going to go on the tarot for a moment, because I'm well-versed in the tarot. And there's a card in there called the Tower, and it represents man's creation of his world, you know, like that he made, that we built, that we all can go there. We have built on a foundation of false knowledge.
Right.
So there's a misconception of personal, the misconception of personal isolation. So what some people will do is they'll go through a thing of severing relationships, and they'll rebuild something that works for them, because you were talking about when people are younger. Mm-hmm. Usually as around 10 years old, they're then conditioned. I was a very, very unconditional. People weren't able to condition me very well. But, well, you know, you probably can, some people can relate on, you know, the co-host on the show here. But I do feel that there's a transformation, but it comes from crisis. But it's a slow change, but it will be the best thing, because they'll rebuild on what works for them, not just the beliefs that they were told when they were younger and conditioned with.
Right.
They'll go on what they've already known at some point. So I've gone through this so many times, and I really got what she was saying. But I do feel that we go through so many times, we go through this a lot of times, and they say healers, actually, the people that heal, I'm not talking about just touch healing or whatever, even what we do, we have gone through a lot. We've gone through a lot.
Well, that's what's helping us expand, though, because it's
exactly
that contrast, isn't it? It's through the crisis that we develop more of an understanding, if we can focus on just that, of what
exactly
we want. And so we expand into that, and then we have a crisis and contrast. And then we expand from that, and yada, and just continue.
And then we can help people on objective ways, I guess what I'm saying. That's why I go on the, all I know is what I know, and I talk to people. I know what I believe people say, well, this is what it looks like here to me, the story they're telling me. I believe
right.
this to be true. And I said, well, you know, I'm getting that there's something that's not presented to you in a situation where it's such a belief. I mean, you know, all I know. I hope you followed me on that. I appreciate you bringing that up. And it's not that I do it because I'm missing. I'll use the word, but I have stayed away from that because I guess the way I grew up.
I have the same thing. I still use the word believe. Like, I believe this, but then what I always follow it up with, I believe it for now. Because
yeah.
right now, it's my thought process. It's what I've come to understand. It's more of an understanding than a belief. And my understanding is also that I've absolutely been in, I'm not as ingrained as my beliefs as I used to be, because when I was, I've had so many things that just blew it out at the water. So I'm like, okay. So anytime I develop a new air quote belief, I'm realizing it's fluid and it can change. And it's just actually, this is my understanding that I have now. Could change at any moment, you know.
That's a good way of actually, your verbiage is very good on that, yes.
Exactly. Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
I believe you're correct.
I believe you.
So,
I believe you.
let's Lady Brenda now. You know, you had made a point earlier in the show to me. I love how her and I were talking, and she had said that, you know, really there is just this stream of knowledge, isn't there, that it doesn't go... Like, all of a sudden, these people are like, oh, I never knew this existed, but it's always existed. One of the things I've always said is, you know, it's like the sun on a cloudy day. Just because the clouds are out doesn't mean the sun stops shining. Just your true self is more obscure.
Exactly.
So, like the ancient Egyptians used dreams and are more, have been more so in touch with all of this healing stuff that we're trying to carry on.
Even I know, so. Like we're so far behind. It's really bizarre. When she was talking...
We added to it. We're humans, yeah?
We're so far behind. Actually, we're so ahead in some ways, but then we're so far behind of the ancients. And when she was talking about those seven levels of consciousness and stuff, that goes way back to what the ancient Egyptians called dream incubation, in which they would physically heal you. They would, you know, they would heal issues in your life. They would create things like the kings and queens would go into dream incubation to see what was ahead of them, to go into those levels of consciousness, work on what was holding them back, and they were actually, they gave names to all those different levels of consciousness. I mean, it was called the Elysian Fields, and you had to go through these different layers of the underworld to get there, but it's the same concept. It's amazing. I think it was, but you know what she's talking about, and the average person, they wouldn't you know, it sounded like magic to me, you know, but right. You know, that's an ancient concept, whereas people these days would relate more to the way she explains it to them. So it has to be in her lingo. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
Especially for people that are really, like what I would consider earthbound, they're very, you know, in the physical world.
Absolutely. I almost like the, there's too many filters and stuff that I think we've had to really erase. If you're any type of healing at all, you have to completely get rid of those and almost go back to that mindset, because they didn't have the things that we have nowadays. So
I call it gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. That is the official.
That's my word. It's just gobbledygook, and it's in everybody's lives. I mean, we created ourselves, you know. The news, we watch the news, we get a bunch of negatory stuff, do you know what I mean?
And then
it gloms onto us, it gets on us, you know?
Yeah, the first thing, boy, I don't even have cable. I just, you know, that's just no good. So speaking of gobbledygook, Steve.
Is that a compliment in America?
A lot of problems. Yeah, never over in England. No, never in England. What is all of your... I know that you like the whole quantum healing. Are you also... Do you think theta healing has to do with the quantum part of everything as well? Or did a lot of the things that she said also fit into the modalities that you use?
Well, I concur with the things that she said. I mean, for me, healing is telekinesis. It's using our energy to change physical matter. So I haven't studied theta, to be honest. One of my business partners is particularly interested in theta and wants to introduce it in the business, and I'm interested to learn more, and in a couple of weeks I'm doing a Taoism workshop that sounds fascinating. But for me, healing is a form of telekinesis. It's using our ability, our energy, to cause a shift within another tangible being.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I don't practice healing myself. It's interesting because I was having the conversation the other day with somebody that was asking me if I do healing, and I've always said that I don't. It's not something that I've specialized in, although I believe that when we interact with a client, when we help them with grieving or we provide insight, it's healing in some form. And I did do some hands-on healing in the spiritualist churches in the UK, but it's not been my area of expertise, to be quite honest.
You don't focus to heal, but at the same time, I think that's the benefit from what it is that we do. I mean, healing comes in so many modalities, doesn't it? I'm a singer, and when I go up and sing, at the retirement home just up the street, I mean, in a way, that's very healing or soothing anyway, you know what I mean? So even though I don't go there to sing to heal, just singing, I think that there can be much benefits from that. And I think it's, but I think you're very healing, Steve, and what the things it is that you do, especially when we're doing mediumship work.
Yeah, it's just not hands-on healing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned that I have to specialize. I'm one of these people that's enthusiastic and interested in lots of things, but I'm trying to make sure that I really go into depth in a number of focus areas rather than trying to cover off everything. As you said at the beginning of the show, there's so much to learn, and we need to have a focus. I also, to be honest, I was laughing with a friend because I said, you know, my energy's high, and I sometimes wonder that if I tried to heal someone, I might just electrocute them.
Yeah, that's not what you want. That's not healing.
Especially not in America. It's very litigious.
Yeah, we frown quite a bit on electrocution. It's, yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Electrocuting just people, or...
Right.
Tennessee, well, Tennessee's, I don't think Tennessee's quite as strict as California, but I still wouldn't like to give it a try.
No, I'm going to, yeah, no, huh? Yeah. Maureen.
That's what they call me.
It is what they call you, my love. So in the whole, in what ways when you work with people, how are you aware of the healing nature? I mean, you can feel it when somebody has a breakthrough or a moment of release and things like that. For you, what modality is it that you find very healing?
You know, I wanted to say one thing first about an experience I had one time.
No, please just answer the damn question.
No, I won't.
Oh. Okay,
go ahead. No, it goes into what you're asking. Yeah. When I was 17, I think it was, and she talked about dreams and such, so I wanted to address this. I was having a continuous dream. I lived in Utah. My sister, who's actually a psychologist now, but I was having this dream. You know, you have those dreams, you're running. And I was running away from somebody who had a gun, you know, in your dream, you know. And this continued on every night for months. And I'd wake myself up before I was hurt or whatever. You know how you wake yourself up. I didn't want to deal with it. Now, I've not really had any kind of dream like this before ever since. So what happened was my sister told me, let the dream keep going and see what happens to you, Maureen. And I go, and that's kind of scary, right? So I go, okay, so I did try, and I did it. I made it, and it took months. I made it finally. I allowed myself to turn around, and I allowed myself to be shot. And when I woke up, it was the best feeling I'd ever had. It was like something had happened to me. Like, I got it. You know, do you follow me? I got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I know she was bringing a little bit, I don't know if she was bringing that up, but there's something about that. At the time, I got it. Now, I may have not gotten something else years later, of course. And this is before I got into my work professionally, but it was pretty interesting. So now, as far as when I talk to people, what you asked me, I do feel that a lot of people, it's so great because I get a lot back from people that I'm working with. Because, like I said, sometimes I need to get other things, like not just in that dream. But I do feel that people have a very hard time reflecting. Okay, well, you know, it's almost like reflecting. You know, the reflection of personal experiences as far as being open to that. But if reflection is very painful as well. For a lot of us, even myself, I don't know what you think, Bobby, but...
No, it can be. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. So reflection is really difficult, and I feel that if you could just release the false ego stuff, which is very hard to, but be self-aware of that, and because I use the tarot cards, and I do feel the tarot are an excellent tool for overcoming some of the fear and such, and feeling of personal isolation, you know, all that stuff. So I don't know exactly what the question you asked.
See, I knew you were going to do this.
I know, but I knew that you knew I was going to do
that. I'm just kidding.
It's all psychic. It's all like
no, just the modalities that we use that where you can feel healing taking place. But I'm with you that I don't always necessarily believe that it's appropriate or even helpful to go back into a past and regurgitate something or figure out where something happened. I think it's the here and the now, and sometimes the past does come up and it can be insightful, but not necessarily the cure-all. Be all.
No, it isn't, but it's a step. Like, let's say,
yes.
There's a step. Some people like, okay, I don't really want to think that that was the case. And now I'm really open to my stuff, my issues, which can be really tormenting because I am very aware of it. But I think some people are willing to be, go, look, listen, I hear what you're saying. I did do this last time. It is something I'm seeing now that's brought me to now this point that I'm even asking for direction about.
Yeah.
So, yes. So there you have it.
And there you have it. Now we know she's done because that's how she ends.
That's right.
And there you have it.
Thank you.
You end your TV show the same way?
Yes, I do.
Do you really? Oh, my God.
It's always been something I just have
Walter
said.
Walter Cronkite had lots of news. And
yeah,
you have. And there you
there
have.
There you have it.
That's brilliant.
Thank
I love
you.
That. By the way, give a little plug for your show. Saturday nights.
Oh, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's web TV, at my website, tarotvisions.us. You'll find a live show. You guys can all come. Have fun. We have a great chat room. This is actually...
It would be great. I mean, if I were invited sometime, you know,
I've invited you, but you've refused to come. But anyway... I want you guys on as guests, and I can put you on. It's cool.
That is the real truth.
She has
invited several times.
That's right. So there. There you have it. Bye.
There you have it. Lady Brenda.
Yes.
Let's talk about dreams, like dreaming. And have you, I think we all have gleaned something from our dreams at one time or another, or at least have looked at them as being helpful or beneficial and mirrored and that type of thing. So, but have you personally ever had a healing dream?
Well, you know, when your guest was talking about the way, you know, her concept of dreams and how to make people attain their dreams and use dreams to help themselves and stuff, I have personally experienced when I've put it out to the universe, and I think that's a very important point. It's like because we are all interconnected to the universal energies. You know, if we put something out there, we will get answers. We really will. And we just have to be open to it. And there have been several occasions when, you know, I've been thinking about a particular health issue that I've had in the past or something that I needed an answer for. And it will come to me in my dreams. And on several occasions, I've actually gotten like different herbs to use, what I need to do. You know, therapy-wise, things like that. And I think it's important to remember because we're not just dreaming just because we're dreaming and that's it. I mean, these things are, it's such a mysterious thing. And, you know, because we live half our lives awake and half our lives asleep. Well, while we're asleep, we're also, you know, receiving information and, you know, doing things at that time too. And so when you put out something like that, right, and I would always do it, I would think about it, really, really focus on it and meditate on it right before I went to bed. Mm-hmm. And I would do it and I would have my answer. And that was a way also that I connected with those people that had passed on, and I wanted to speak to them again as well, because it all exists on the other side and in different dimensions.
It's one of the things that I always tell people, especially when they talk about their dreams of their loved ones. It's the easiest mm-hmm. way for them to come through. There's no resistance.
There is no resistance.
None of that critical thinking that we go through in our day, and they're more well received than in your sleep than any other time.
You know, it's really amazing too, because I mean, I like to use the example of my mother-in-law. She was a very Well, first of all, she thought I was the devil. Well, no surprise, okay? you know?
I do too, but in a good way, though.
But so she was very blocked on the physical plane when I knew her, and she came off very negative and stuff. But after she passed over, I was really the only one in the family that she, because they come to you because they can. Do you see what I mean? Because you're open. I saw her. She came to me, and she was open. She looked healthy, you know, and I got to know her better in death than I did ever when she was living.
I feel the same way about my father. Yeah. And
isn't that amazing?
It is. Yeah. I feel like I know him better, but it's also helped me to miss him a little bit more. Like, oh man, I wish he was here that I could just, I have so many, you know, human questions for him, you know, but
you can still ask Bobby and he'll tell you in the,
no, I know, I know, but you know what I'm saying? You get in touch with him absolutely. Definitely know him much more now than I ever did when he was here.
I think it's just amazing. I think that the whole connection between the conscious and the superconsciousness, or you can call it superconsciousness or the unconscious, is just so intense. And her method of theta healing, because I've talked to several people who are into theta healing, and I mean, I have my own, I've been doing healing for many years, but I have my own type of, you know, Reiki and the different things that I do. But the theta healing is pretty intense, and it can go back into generations, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a cellular thing, and you know what are we? We're cellular, you know.
Brilliant, yeah. So. All right, great. Thanks, Brent. Mm-hmm. All right, it is now that time, ladies and gentlemen who are listening. Let me give you the telephone number once again: 724-444-4851. The lines are now open. You won't get to choose which co-host you get, so when you're on the line, it could be any one of us. And do us a favor, listen. We don't have that long to give a reading. In other words, we're trying to because of the number of phone calls that we receive, we want to try to get to everybody. So if you could do us a favor and just ask one question, be pointed about it so that we can get right to what it is that you're looking for and what it is that you're wanting answers on or direction on. We'd really appreciate it. And then, like I say, we can get to not only you and help you in the best possible way, we can get to as many people as we can that call in. So just be really direct with us. We'd really appreciate it. Again, 724-444-4851. And we're now ready. Let's take our first phone caller. It's Steve, actually. And you have a caller from Arkansas.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Steve?
Hi. It's Arkansas.
Oh, it's Arkansas. No, I know. Steve's from England, and I figured he wouldn't know the difference. So, but thank you.
It's a state that begins with an A.
Well, everything is all messed up in the South.
I love your accent. What's your name?
My name is Tanya.
Tanya, how can I help?
Well, I just have one simple question. I'll get right to the point. I already know that me and my ex-fiance are going to be back together. This is something that I feel deep within my heart, and I have not been wrong about him yet. My question
is,
who is
stronger?
Am I going to have to wait on him?
You want to know if you will be together?
I'm sorry?
Say that again for me, Tanya. Did you say you want to know if you will be together?
Oh, I know that we'll be together. That's something that I know. I haven't been wrong about him yet.
Okay.
I just want to know how long I'm going to have to wait.
How long you'll have to wait? Let me see.
Yeah.
Specifically, I'm drawn to the fall. I'm drawn to what I call the autumn. But what you call the fall, I feel that you will be together in the way you would like by the fall of this year, so September, October, November. I do feel, though, that you need to discuss feelings, because I get a strong feeling from my guides that there's more for you to actually discuss in the relationship than just exactly when you will be together in the way you would like to. I feel as though there are some unspoken emotions, more on your side than his, but I feel that you really need to express your feelings. a little more directly. But I'm, as I said, I'm drawn to you being together in the fall.
Okay. All right, that's all I needed to know.
Wonderful. Well, good luck to you, Tanya. It's lovely to speak to you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Now, see, that was right, direct, and to the point, wasn't it?
Yes, it was perfect.
Very nice. All right, Maureen, you're up next. I believe we have a caller from North Carolina.
Thank you, Bobby. Hello, North Carolina. This is Maureen.
Hey, Maureen. This is Sharon.
This is who?
How are you all doing?
Fine. Sharon. I'm sorry, what was your name? I'm sorry. Sharon?
That's okay. Sharon, uh-huh.
Oh, I got it right. Sharon. I was thinking about you when you first... Well, it's okay. It was a good thought. Hi, Sharon. I'm ready.
Hi. Oh, got me laughing already. Hardly said a thing.
That's a good thing.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you were able to take my call. And I got a job, about a month ago, and first best paying job I ever had in my life, and almost 43, and got fired for a humorous complimentary comment that I did to somebody outside my company that was seen as unprofessional. And so now I'm looking at wanting to do something on my own, a business, and I'm very energetic, fun, creative, and I love, you know, bringing that to others, the fun and creativeness. So I wanted to know, you know, is there something, resources or something that is available to me?
Okay.
The money's not there, but just
right.
Would like to know that.
Okay, you know, from what I heard you saying, you got let go, fired, is a more abrupt word, for saying something, like a funny thing else. Is that what you're saying to me? That's very sad.
That true? Yeah, it's a very funny comment I made to a prominent attorney, and the funny thing is the executive director of the company, she said she called the attorney, and she didn't think anything of it. Because I introduced myself, and I'd always known her as a vicious attorney, very good with child custody. And I said, so, I hear you're the big B around here. She said, what? The big B for Barracuda? Because I actually heard that the day before Barracuda. And then I said, I heard you were really good. And she said, thank you. And that was about the extent of it, but it somehow got back to probably my coworker. It said something because I told her that I said that, and she was floored. But I said, it's really not a big deal. She's just another human being. And she was fine with it, and, you know, you just got to cut up with people once in a while. But I got fired the very next day.
Well, so. you know, I'm not saying this, and I want you to take this, my intentions are good. I feel that this may have been a blessing at this time, because, you know, how I read is, if I see a negative, and any negative can be a positive, but, you know, in this kind of situation, I feel that it's time for you to move on and get to what you're really supposed to be doing. I always think that we're all supposed to be doing the work that we're supposed to do. And if we all, Carl Jung used to talk about that. You know, if we were just doing the work we're all supposed to do, we'd all be a little better off, collectively speaking. But I do get that, you know, right now, actually, I see that there's some opportunity that's been, like, hanging over you. Not hanging, literally, but, well, kind of. But it's almost like coming out of the heavens. I call it heavens. I have no problem with heaven or God. I say that. But it is some, and there's support for something. And I think this is more in tune with helping people. And it's just that you haven't been able yet to see it. And I think now is going to free you up to see this. I do see that there's a male energy around this who looks like he travels, or he's a little flighty, but he would be really, I see him as being supportive with working with your, or he has a lot of energy, and he's actually a very good-looking guy, but I'm not saying this is on any romantic thing. I'm just saying, I just feel that there's somebody that's supportive, and I do see you within the next 2 months, or even before that time, not that you'll have to wait till the end, just within that time period, I do see a lot of, it's almost like I see that you're gaining a lot more confidence, and you're going to be attaining your goal, but, it's like, even though there's uncertainty and everything else, there's incompletion. What were you... Let me tell you something, Sharon. There is a good feeling that you are actually... I know it's a bummer what's happened with your situation, but I do see you much more in control of what direction you're going in right now as far as where you're supposed to be going. So you're in a positive, you're in control more so. And although I know that it seems ludicrous because of what your situation is, I mean, you're not, you sound really, really positive though, anyway. There's something that I feel that you left an incomplete state anyway. There's something that I feel that you know what this is all about, whether you're helping. What is it? What is it, Sharon? There's something here.
Well, to get back with you, I'm not, and the funny thing is, and I think this is part of my spiritual growth in life, I'm not upset at anyone. I cried for a few hours because it was a shock. I had a mobile home picked out. Everything went downhill, but I'm not negative. I'm not upset anybody. I'm ready to venture out, have fun, be creative, and really get the income, that I really deserve. That was a $32,000 a year income, and the most I ever made in my life was $26,000, and since then I've been living $11,000 a year, so, to me, it's just a strong pull to do something fun, enjoyable, give back to people. And this was something that I was working with domestic violence victims, and I had been through that uh-huh. for many years. And it just felt, after the first week or two, I thought, God, this just feels so heavy. It just doesn't feel like something that I thought that I would really feel pulled to doing the rest of my life. It just felt too heavy. So it's okay that I'm, you know, moving forward, that I'm not working.
Yes, and like I said, there's something. I see you getting some good news from somewhere else. It looks like drier. I don't know where you're. Well, yeah, you're from North Carolina. I'm sorry. It looks like a drier heat feeling. There's something about, like I said, there's something that I feel that's in incompletion that you kind of had grasp hold of something else in your mind or whatever that I see very attainable. And I do feel that it would be successful, but it also comes from, the timing wasn't good before, but I do see the timing coming up. I think you know there is a direction that you're going towards. I do feel that this is something you had thought about prior to this work that you were doing, and I think it's great that you're doing what you were doing, domestic violence, for I identify with that. But I do feel that you're heading in a direction to be on your own, but there is a male energy that I feel is very positive with this. And again, I'm not saying it's a romantic thing. I'm just saying there's a male energy that's to be very supportive and has a lot of good energy, a lot of hyper energy actually, to make things move forward. And I think that I'm just feeling that you would know what I'm talking about. There's something that you had before, thinking, you know, there's something in, before you started this job.
Motivational speaker, maybe? I have been thinking about that for years. Something that's fun, I can motivate with fun and good energy and positive.
Yeah, it's something I think that it goes way back, and is something that makes you feel, it's positive. And I'm just saying that it's been incomplete, so now I feel this is your time. That's why I say every negative can be positive, you got to let go, but this is a time for you to, and I see you having control of your direction, really, even if you don't feel like it. I see that you're heading in the proper direction, absolutely. So, and I do feel that it won't be long, and, you know, the money part will come, but I don't see you being in dire straits. I think you'll be fine, but I do see this successfully attainable as far as material money goes. It will be, but it started, it'll be beginning it not just for just that. I see a lot of victory and success about it more, even deeper than that. I really do.
Wow.
And so, like I said, within 2 months, I do see a lot of things going to be happening. There's going to be a lot of good news. There's more things happening. Things are going to be moving along. And it's not that you're just sitting there waiting for it. It will be happening because of you.
Well, I'm not applying for jobs for the past week. I've been looking, but I haven't actually applied. So I guess I better put some action out there.
Yes, just remember something that you might have been speaking about prior to this months and months or years ago about somebody else's meeting of the mind. Something that you said you thought about just baking for a long time. Just pick it back up. It's like I said, there's something about something from a long time ago. You know, so, you know, it's not just far as job. I see you heading in the right direction, your direction. You can talk about our purpose. Your purpose now. You're heading in that direction. And I do see you gaining confidence, and this is a time to do it. The timing is good now. Definitely.
Oh. Paula, so, I'm excited, ready, well, and thankful so much for your insight.
Thank you. I hope I helped you, but it's your reading. You own it, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in,
thank
Sharon.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. She's very delightful, wasn't
yes,
she? I love doing readings for people like her. Very fun. Okay, Maureen, apparently you're done. So, it was very good. All right, Miss Lady Brenda, phone call.
I'm ready.
South Dakota.
Okay, South Dakota.
Hello,
what can
Brenda.
I do for you tonight?
This is a job question too. Given the fact that I believe that things happen for a reason. I've been at the same job for 25 years, and I went and forgot to turn in my contract. I mean, it just totally floored me. And so I'm trying to figure out, what is going on? Why is that happening? And why did I do that? Is there something out there that was better, or what is going on? Is it going to turn out okay? So I guess that's basically it in a nutshell. What is going on?
So when did you do this? I feel it was recently.
It is recently. I'm supposed to be going to the in front of the board on Monday, and I'm going to have to reapply for my job, and I may not get my job back. It may be something different, and so I'm pretty nervous about it, but at the same time, I'd like to know what is going on. What's happening that I did that?
It's interesting. I feel that, first of all, I feel that you're going to have a chance to get the job back. I do. I feel that there's transformation in it, and you will get reprimanded. I know, maybe it's in front of the board or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel that there's, this was a subconscious action. You were wanting some sort of change. I really feel that this could work out better for you because they're going to give you a chance not only to reapply, but to even, maybe reapply for something a little bit different than the exact thing that you were doing. And you know what? You're going to take a little bit of a chance with this. You know what? I really feel you're in the hands of the universe, and this was a subconscious act, and that you wanted something a little bit more challenging, and you're going to be knocked down to that. And in down, I don't mean demoted or anything like that, but it feels like the foundations and your comfort zone is going to be a little bit jarred in order for you to, kind of move forward here and have some sort of transformation in your life, because nothing ever really stays the same. I mean, you were at this job for a long time, but when I look into it, I feel that it had gotten pretty tedious for you.
I guess, the thing is, I'm 2 years away from retirement, so I'm like, my goodness. So I'm just, and I don't know, is it something to do with being forgetful or not?
I don't believe it's that. I believe it's something that's put you in a situation where, first of all, I feel it's transformational. I do see you working for 2 more years, but you're not going to be working the same way you were before. And I feel that they're going to give you some sort of reprimand, but they need you. Bottom line is they need you. Yeah, that's what I see. Now, there is somebody who I feel could be hard on you and maybe says, okay, what did you do? What are you doing? Are you still up for this job? Blah, blah, blah. But that's just kind of chatter. I don't believe that the powers to be are going to really take that. They're going to give you a chance at this, honey.
Okay. Is it a male or a female?
It's a male. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a male.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, honey, hang in there.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Brenda. I'm next. I guess we have a phone call from New York.
Hello?
Hello! How the heck are you?
Okay, well, my problem is I've been dealing with depression for a number of years, and now
okay.
I'm just like an apathy, like I really don't want to do anything and don't care about anything. And
yeah.
I'm curious if I might be one of the medications I'm on or like getting off the medication or something. Like I'm curious, or if it's something else. Like I slept, yeah?
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead, Swiss.
I just fall asleep and that's it. I just go to sleep and I sleep like through the day because I don't really feel like getting up. There's no interest to get up. And like first I used to struggle with just depression, and now I don't even know if it's depression. It's just total apathy towards everything.
Well, I can sense a little apathy inside of you, and the depression though, to me it feels like, and I know this isn't going to seem this way to you, okay, but just hear me out, because there's an emotional scale that we all go through, and apathy, and then there can be some depression and apathy, and again, some of what you were talking about of the, I don't feel like I can do this, why try, what's the use, I can definitely see some of that in you, but at other times, there's just a depression of kind of feeling sorry for yourself and having a pity party in a way, and grief. That is actually up from apathy, so that's actually moving up the emotional scale. However, yes, you still continue to kind of get stuck between the two. To answer your question about the medications, I mean, I think that one of the medications is kind of keeping everything a limit on it. What are you taking, three or four different meds?
I'm taking three, and I'm trying to get off one of them. And
that would be a good idea, but I can't tell you to get yourself off medication. You know what I mean? Like, that's because I'm not a doctor, and I can't tell you to stop taking that. But I would agree that one of the medications that you're taking does put kind of a foggy feeling to me, kind of a listless type of feeling that I have where I don't get excited or I'm not motivated about anything, you know, and it does make it a little bit more difficult. I think that, you know, you've been kind of dealing with it. Did your mom also have this as well, depression and just kind of, you know, this?
No.
Because I'm feeling, because your mom is coming up huge around you. Is she still here, or has she crossed over?
My mom is very involved in this. In fact, she's medicating me more than the doctors are, because the doctors don't seem to care very much.
Well, doctors have to kind of approach it from a different angle than most people. But anyway, so your mom is okay. That might be why I'm getting your mom around. Just a strong mom feeling, and I didn't know if it was because she went through the same thing as you or whatever. But it also feels like a lot of this has been taking place most of your life. You know, that has just kind of continually been this downer that you've been going through. So I'm not one to say that I don't believe that that can't change. I think very much you can get yourself out of the situation that you're in. I do think that one of the meds would help if you can, you know, get a doctor to agree with you and get off of something like that. I think that would definitely be helpful to you. And then really, and I know this may sound very simple, but it really is just changing a lot of the way that you start looking at things and the way that you're thinking about things. Because, the deeper that you get into this, a lot of it's going to look like you can't change it or that it's not possible to change it because it hasn't changed for so long. Do you see what I mean? And you have to, one of the very first things I think that you need to realize is that it can change. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It may not happen overnight for you. I think that could happen, but you've been doing this a while, and so it may take just a little bit to get it to change, and you have to stick with that momentum. And any one of us, not only here at the station, but you know, if you were to go see somebody who's professional as well, could definitely help walk you through that. I see potential in you to change, and I see potential in that for everyone. There's some people who just refuse to or don't want to change. But I think otherwise, if you didn't want to change, you wouldn't even be calling. You know what I mean? You wouldn't even put it out there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that making sense to you, Sweets?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I mean, I can't just give you an answer. I mean, I know, like the questions that you asked, and I can give you an answer on what it is that I'm seeing for that. But this is kind of an overall thing. You know, it's overall direction and taking control of your life and where to head from there. It's not just a matter of what causes my depression, this or my medication. Well, part of it is that, but do you see? It's a lifelong thing. It's a grabbing the harness again of your life and getting back into gear in that way. And one of the medications it makes it harder for you to do that. But I guess what I'm just saying is it's tough in one phone call, especially the limited amount of time that we have, to just give you something that's instantly going to make you feel better. Do you see what I mean? Okay. But if we can give you a clue as to what direction to head, that's what I believe that you'll find beneficial and more lasting.
Okay.
You see?
I don't recall feeling like this all my life. Was it just so, like, not accepting my, this has been since like 2002 or 3 or whatever, but I don't recall feeling this all my life. Was it really there all my life?
I believe that probably since, I don't know how old you are, but I'm getting since the low 30s, since you started in your 30s, that it's been developing, absolutely. And I think it's just the thought process. It can take something that develops over time. It's what we start to think, just like we talked about on the show tonight, that we start to think a particular way, and if you tell a man that he's not worthy long enough, he'll begin to believe you. And I think that you began having those types of thoughts that maybe weren't as strong at first, but it just kept developing, and then it's there. You know, now all of a sudden we're in the position that you are now, where it's very deep and very ingrained inside of you. But again, I don't believe that it's necessarily there to stay. I think you can get rid of this, but it's going to take a little effort on your part. You know, it's not, okay. There isn't just a magic answer to say, yes, it's the medication. Do you see what I mean? Even though I think that adds to it.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Take care. Okay, bye.
That was nice.
Well, it's tough, isn't it? Gosh, you know, it's just not a magic answer for something like that. It's a lifestyle. You know, somebody who comes to you who's very heavy wants to lose weight. We can't just snap our fingers, but we can give them guidance, say, here's how you do it, and, you know, in all different directions, and then it has to start. So, yeah, it's kind of tough.
That was a very responsible answer, I'd have to say, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Who's next? I think, is it Maureen, I think? No, Steve.
No,
sorry,
Steve.
Rhode Island, Stephen. Do you know where Rhode Island is on a map, Steve?
It's near New York, or near...
Oh, very good.
Near that program with Snooki.
Oh, God. Okay, I was impressed, and now I'm just disgusted.
If it's Snooki on the line, I'm going to be... really.
Snooki is calling.
Who's calling from Rhode Island?
John, how's it going?
Oh, John, you could have played the game and said it's Snooki. You could at least say you're Snooki's boyfriend.
No.
Come on.
No, not at all.
John, how can we help?
Okay, so I have a question, a little bit happier, more about love. We don't really call it happy, but so I am in a relationship. I was told to call by Rez, by the way, and she wanted you guys to help with us a little more. And I'm not a very happy within a relationship, and I kind of had feelings for some other girl, and I'm starting to let the other girl go and moving on into the new girl. I wasn't sure if this would work because I actually work with her, and I'm not sure if that's a good thing to start or not.
Okay, so you're in a relationship that's not working, and you've met somebody else that you like, and you're making the choice to go to leave the current relationship in order to get to know the new girl. Is that
basically
right?
Basically. I mean, yeah, I've already started to move away from the other girl, though, but yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been together? 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel that you're doing the right thing, leaving that relationship. It's always your choice, so it doesn't really matter what I feel, but intuitively I feel that that relationship is not right for you. I don't feel that your current partner fully understands the situation. I don't feel that she fully understands why it's not working or why you no longer want to be with her. So I feel that for her benefit and for yours, or for everyone's benefit really, there needs to be much better communication about why it's not working. Because I feel that she's confused about your stance. And you've also got to bear in mind that if you're, you know, relationship endings are difficult, and if you're moving into another relationship somehow, then it feels right for you to communicate really, really well and really lovingly with your current girlfriend. I mean, 2 years is quite a considerable time. It's enough to form a strong emotional bond. So, in a nutshell, I feel you're doing the right thing. I just don't feel from my guides that you're managing the process the right way. Okay, I do feel that you've got great opportunities ahead of you. I really do. I mean, the World card comes up, which is a wonderful card, but it's also a reminder that in order to really experience the world fully, we have to integrate the spiritual lessons. And I feel that one of yours is being more open about your feelings and your intentions. And it's important that you take that on board and address it, because otherwise, if you don't overcome that tendency, it will become an issue in another relationship. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Okay. Yeah, I believe.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. It makes me understand, basically, before I move on, to kind of make sure everything's done.
Just do it the right way. Mm-hmm. You've become close to somebody. There are always feelings involved, even if it's not working, and we should always do things the right way. It's like when we resign from a job. We shouldn't resign kicking and screaming and storming out the door, leaving a mess. We should explain with integrity what's changed and respectfully handle the situation so that there's a smooth transition and nobody's left hurt. So I feel like you need to be more sensitive towards her. And I feel that you can do that and then go your own way. But
okay.
I feel it's important that you do tune in more to her emotions and communicate more openly, because if you don't learn to do that, it's the issue's going to crop up somehow in your next relationship or in future. And my intention is for you to be extremely happy. So just manage that process really, really well and do it lovingly, because she's got deep feelings for you, and this is going to be quite a shock to her.
Right. No, I agree. I definitely understand. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, good luck to you.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
There you go. All right, Maureen, you're
California.
California.
Yeah, it's psychic. Hi, California. This is Maureen. It's Lori.
Hi, Maureen.
Lori. I knew it was Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't know if I would end up with you or not.
Yeah, you got me. That's okay, though. That's
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear your voice, though. I'm glad I got you.
Thanks.
Anyway, I am going through kind of a storm right now, physically and emotionally, you know,
okay.
And you know why. I would like to have some clarification on a few things regarding Alan.
Okay.
And he's kind of been on a wild streak lately, which hasn't really included me, and I've been waiting, trying to wait patiently, and it's making me sick.
Okay, so Lori, really, the situation is things are not changing. You know, it looks like you thought they were recently. It looked like there was some hope. I mean, but then
I thought things were like really on an upscale swing, and then two weeks ago I ran into him accidentally. We were both at the same place, and he was very drunk, and there was a girl that he was paying a lot of attention to, and I kind of felt like I was an intruder, and I got my feelings hurt really bad, and so then last Sunday, I thought maybe we were going to hook up, because I got a message from him, and then I waited the rest of the evening and never heard back from him, and so I don't know if he fell asleep, you know, or what.
Okay.
But
You know what I'm getting, Lori?
I'm hoping it's Thursday
night.
This is what I'm getting.
I think that it looks like it's going very well. Like it seems like he gives a little bit more, or he appears like, or you're insisting or requesting, which is all reasonable, to have more from him. And then I'm wondering, I do see somebody here, it might be him, who's like that of somebody that would be a really, you know, spiritually connected person, but I see a drink, someone that appears to be that of a drinker. I'm not saying he's an alcoholic, but it would be the feeling of someone who's drinking too much that is messing up. Have you noticed, is this him?
Yes.
Okay, that is the problem here, and that can, as you know, we all experience that with people. That's what the situation is I'm seeing here. There's nothing you can, and there's no use, you can't even rationalize what's going on with him now. And I do feel it, like I said, there was something good going on, but what I see heading in the next weeks ahead is total personality of the alcoholic. And if that's reflective of him, it is going to be very difficult. I mean, there's a lot of issues he's coming up, he's going to be bringing into the picture because of this, and I see some legal problems, and I also feel that you're seeing things maybe not so clearly about that's the problem. This is becoming a problem with him. Anyway, I do feel that you're doing all the work with this, and you're not getting any of the... You're not getting praised. You're not getting acknowledged. I think if he is doing some of that, and I'm not judging alcoholics, you know, I won't, because I've grown up with them, but because of his situation right now, there is no good rational way of being able to deal with it. There isn't. You know, there isn't. You can't help him get through this. It is what it is. I've never seen this part, but I do feel that he's in the self-destructive mode a bit. I'm not saying he consciously walked into it, but it is what it is. And I do feel that it's hard for you to see this as such, and you'll take it more personally. And I think that you need to really step out of this, because it will help you know that it's not your issues. It's not you being the problem. It's his problem with anything around him. With anything. It's child. I see a child who's having a really rough time because he can't be there properly either. I see a son, a boy. And I see this carrying on. I'm not going to say it's going to go on forever, but I do feel that you need to, I just feel that you're not, it's going to be hard for you to see it for what it really is, and I see you kind of being in what I call in the LSD hallucinogenic, seeing things that aren't really clear. And I think that if you know that he's drinking too much already, know that what happens when people do that, what happens with, you know, Lori, what happens with people when they do that, when they go that route. There's no way of talking to them. There's no way of rationalizing with them. It's just part of what's going on. I don't see this to continue on forever, but I do see you getting more balanced during this time. And stay away from the mother energy. It's not very supportive. I know you don't have a lot of support, but you have within yourself. You have a lot. You do. Whether you feel it or not, you do. But I do think there's a drinking issue at hand with him, and it's very difficult to connect with him. And it's going to be like that for the next few weeks, at least. We could be off my timing, but
get an invitation to come and see him.
I would detach from him, Lori, because it's not good to be around his energy like this, because it will make it even worse. It'll confuse you even more so. It's enough to be confusing when he's not drinking, you know, too much.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you some insight as to perhaps detaching from that, because no good will come from this. It'll be a mess. It would be a mess, even to try to see him. He's on a self-destructive mode a bit, and you should not be part of this. You've got to keep balance in your life as much as you can. And you can't save him or help him right now with this. And also, you could just get hurt more, which is really not necessary. Drinking, arguing with people that are drinking is no good. It's a no-win situation. Trying to talk is a no-win. It's not rational, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I do see you going on a short trip. If you're invited to do some short trip, it looks like maybe going alone, I would go for it. Take a little trip. Try to take care of yourself like right now. Don't worry about him. He needs to get through this. This is his lessons, demons. You cannot do this for him. But I don't want to see you getting messed up in this too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know it's hard, but Laura, you've got to trust yourself, okay?
All right.
Really. I know it's hard, but he's drinking too much. It's just there's no working with him right now in any which way.
All right.
So,
okay.
You're strong, Laura. You can, and this might be a very good thing going on, because it would be. It would be better than the alternative again. That's how I always see it with you too, really. But he is drinking too much, and so there you have it. So,
all right.
So I hope I helped you, Lori, but take care, and you can handle this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Lori.
Bye.
All right. That's going to do it. That is bringing us to the end of another show. Thanks, everyone. Doug, especially working behind the scenes, keeping us all on track and keeping us coordinated. And, of course, my lovely co-hosts, Brenda, Maureen, and Steve. And, in fact, Maureen, next week's show is your show, is it not?
Yes, I guess it is. Yes, it is. And I have a great show with P.D. Silveria. I don't think I pronounced her last name correctly, sorry, but I will next week. She has a very interesting name. Anyway, we're going to be doing a show on reincarnation, which I feel I love and everybody else loves. And we all know that there's, even through all the differences and stuff, there's always something about us coming back and maybe making things right and all that. So it's a great guest, so I hope everybody can join us.
Brilliant. Okay. Thanks, Maureen. All right. Thanks, everyone else. Steve, Lady Brenda.
Bye.
Thank you.
Lady Brenda.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Everybody have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
And happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Happy, and mother, even fathers that are mothers, happy Mother's Day to them, too.
Mother's Day. And doggy moms and kitty moms.
And men that raise their children alone, so they're mothers, too. Right. So.
And there you go. All right. Thanks for joining us here on Psychic Viewpoint. We'll see you here next week. Have an awesome week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hello. My name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.